RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome back. Do you know the three greatest lies? Yes. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. The check is in the mail. And it's only a pimple. Well, it may not be only a pimple. It may be a herpes simplex fever blister. Some people say there's a difference between true love and herpes, and that herpes is forever. But it doesn't have to be, and that's what we're going to discuss in this segment. I once saw a 7-year-old Karen who had a red, sensitive, teary eye for 2 days. Red, light sensitive, tearing, no pussy discharge. The slit lamp examination revealed the typical curvilinear-shaped ulcer caused by herpes simplex. It turned out that Karen's mother, who had a fever blister on her lip, had kissed her. And if you've never had herpes before, you can catch it. If you've had it before, it often recurs in the same location. So it's important to know a little bit about this virus because it is the great masquerader for many clinical, dermatological, urological, gynecological, and ophthalmological symptoms. And so you have to know that herpes simplex is a DNA virus that links on to your own chromosomes and causes an inflammation. The word herpes means curvy or latent, and that's why snakes are called herpetology subjects. So herpetology and herpes are reasons for the name. And this was caused by the fact that in cell cultures, when you put the virus in an empty cell culture, it makes snake-like lesions. And ironically, when it's on the cornea, it makes a typical branching snake-like lesion. So it's pretty obvious to us when we see it. Well, herpes is type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is eye and oral, and very rarely is it below the waist. Type 2 is genital, and we don't necessarily have to discuss it here, but the pattern of recurrence is very similar. 90% of people have antibodies to herpes because they've had contact with it. But unlike you're getting shots for measles or pills for polio or tetanus shots, you don't develop antibodies that are effective in avoiding recurrence. So it's important to know that just because you've had exposure, unlike many other diseases, you are not immunized. And the herpes virus, herpes simplex 1, is not eliminated from the body after an outbreak. It hides in the nerve fibers in areas called ganglia, and it comes out when people are immune compromised. So we have an idea what causes it, and we know that there are certain triggers. Sunlight, herpes on the lips, certain eye drops, steroids, and epinephrine will trigger it. Even one glaucoma eye drop has been minimally associated with breaking out herpes if someone has had it before. Stress, anxiety, which gives you high epinephrine, the stress neurotransmitter, will also stimulate herpes that lays latently. So it's not only a virus that can infect the eye. It can infect the lids, the conjunctiva, the nervous system, etc. And its appearance is rather characteristic because of the clear blisters. The fact that there is pain initially, but then it numbs the tissue. And if it numbs an eye and it goes unattended, then that cornea can lead to scarring, which is not reversible except with corneal surgery or laser treatment. And the herpes infection causes a certain pattern that is easily detectable. But the first clues are the symptoms. You know, the patient is always the smartest person in the room. They have all the information. They can give you the epidemiology. And they can tell you exactly what's happening, only they don't know it. So If you know that they've had a three-day history of a red eye, tearing, light sensitivity, without a real reduction in vision, it is the kind of ulcer that is not very damaging in the first stage because it's only this little linear squiggle as opposed to a real excavation and a purulent bacterial ulcer. As it lingers, visual loss happens, not only from obscuration of the vision, but from all the discharge, swelling, etc. And so there's a danger that leaving it unattended, the great masquerader can cause all kinds of issues. Also, on the eyeball, it can cause different lesions. Conjunctival blister, a corneal linear blister called a dendrite. The dendrite can spread like a lake and be called a geographic ulcer. It can cause inflammation in the stroma, the meat of the cornea, which would give you edema, and it can cause cells and inflammation inside the eye. So when you see, or we as a doctor sees, strange signs on the cornea, we look for little inflammatory cells in the eye. We look for what the symptoms are. We look for the duration of the symptoms and the virulence of the infection, and you say, aha, that's herpes simplex. Well, there's a couple ways to look at it. One is you can try and culture the cornea, but it may take 3 to 5 days to grow, so you have to treat the patient ahead of time. There are now more rapid tests that can be done where you can do a smear and say, this is herpes, but they're not always definitive. So you're left, or we're left, with treating the person immediately. The first anti-herpes drug was found as an anti-cancer drug that failed. And it was an anti-nucleic acid that counteracted the herpetic virus nucleic acid so it couldn't replicate. Unfortunately, it also would counteract your own epithelial cells so they couldn't heal well. So we went through several generations of things, and now we're left with Zovirax, which is ganciclovir or acyclovir, and we're left with Viroptic, which is trifluorthymidine, as ways to treat the initial infection. We also have a couple oral agents called acyclovir, also known as Valtrex or Zovirax. I am not a big believer in the oral agent, except as a prophylactic, perhaps for general disease or fever blisters on the lip. But the moral of the story is the best prevention is the natural prevention. Limit nuts and chocolate. They stimulate herpes. Take L-lysine, 500 milligrams a day. That blunts the arginine in the herpes virus. Avoid topical steroids unless you have a fulminant infection, because that will keep the virus around. Identify the triggering events so you know when it could happen again. Start vitamin C 1,000 milligrams, zinc 15 milligrams, and lysine 500 milligrams. But once you realize that immune incompetence, having a cold, that's why you get the fever blister, having stress, not sleeping, are all factors in the recurrence of the herpetic virus, you want to try to avoid those things. Especially don't eat a lot of nuts and chocolate, etc. You may actually, if you have a topical lesion on your lip or your eye, use topical acyclovir, Zovirax ointment, or Zyrgan is a topical eye drop. So using the prevention, knowing the trigger, you can avoid this possibility that true love is actually better than having this virus around for the rest of your life. Shingles is a cousin, and we'll discuss that at another time. It's a far more virulent virus and will cause lasting scarring if not immediately managed. Well, please, folks, avoid kissing, wear condoms, and use good judgment.